where you just have to wish to make it so. Let's go up on the roof.
And that's where we are today, up on the roof. Jim McClain, Robin Charlin from Canyon State Roofing in studio with us. And, you know, I had cut you off, Jim, as we were in that last segment. You were about to talk about the kind of the myth that a metal roof would make your house hotter, when in fact it does the exact opposite. Mm-hmm. We've got a friend that and I mean this is not going to apply to everybody. I mean, they had a straight roof, no hip, no ridge, just a perfectly rectangle house, big, long, and with he extended the patio so that the roof now shaded his walls, and he put a metal roof on, and he said that cut his energy consumption by 30%.
Yeah, it's it really is a misconception. One of the reasons to speak to what Gary was saying, I mean, it's beautiful. That's the primary reason why people have a tendency to go to metal roofs. They're beautiful. They change an older looking house. I guess Arcadia is probably one of the best areas I can speak to. You know, you've got, first of all, a beautiful, beautiful neighborhood, big, nice houses, but they want to modernize them. So they take old shingles off, shakes, things like that, and they want to modernize them. So they put a very contemporary, if you will, a metal roof on. And it's the reflectivity of the metal and heat transfer that really makes it an efficient system. If you were to imagine an asphalt shingle that sits out in the heat all day long, or even a concrete tile that absorbs all that heat, right?
And how thick's a concrete tile?
Well, it's an inch and a half thick, right? So yeah, you're absorbing all that heat. The sun goes down, and you still have heat transfer
at
11 o'clock at night. Or later, who knows? I've never done the testing. I'm sure somebody has, but you know, a lot of common sense goes into that thought process. Whereas with metal, first of all, it's a thinner material, and that heat transfer goes away almost immediately when the sun goes down. The other part of it is metal roofs have a coating, a Kylar coating on top that they can create a reflective surface more so than an asphalt shingle or a concrete tile. Asphalt shingles, they'll claim that they're Energy Star rated because they put lighter colors in them. They put some little sparkles in them to reflect some heat and things like that. But metal roofing, it is truly one of the best reflectivity. I mean, there's no R value or anything like that. Now, that said, if you wanted to build a system that maybe was up on an elevated batten, that created airflow down underneath there, you could literally maximize and make a system that would have almost no heat transfer. But most of the time, that's exorbitant cost, if you will, and most people steer away from that. The makeup of the metal it performs pretty darn well. And like I said, I think it's the look. I think it changes the look of these houses so much. It's unreal. And it's a long term. It's a 30, 40, 50 year system. The lighter the color, the longer it lasts. I mean, I think most of our metal coating, or not metal coating, the coating on the metal has a warranty of 50 years. Some of them last longer than that, but 50 years is a long, long time to be
sitting out in the Arizona sun.
In Arizona sun, yeah.
So, and by the time that 50 years comes, there could be a process you could apply that coating. Right now, it's a manufacturing process that's done in a plant. You can't go do on top of the home, but who knows what in 50 years you could have that could extend that another 50 years.
Absolutely. I'm absolutely sure that's going to happen. And I think there's some promises out there with, you know, certain coatings and paint manufacturers that say that can be done. And I think it probably can be done. I think that's probably not cost effective on most residential homes, but I know it's being done on commercial buildings where it's a couple million dollars worth of metal versus, you know, $20,000 worth of metal. So yes, that's going to change a lot in the next, you know, 10 years, 20 years.
And with metal, I'm sure that's like everything else, it's had its price increases, mm-hmm. This year, but supply wise, a lot of it, I may be wrong, but we're not pulling it in from out of country. A lot of that's still made right here in America. So you haven't had some of the issues on the supply side of metal that other roofing products may have run into in the last year.
That's an extremely good point. We have lead times on it changes once a week. I mean, our industry is like a lot of other industries. Again, I've been doing this for a long, long time, and I've never had to tell customers things like we have a 12-week lead time. For tile, for example, availability. Sometimes we can't even get a shingle for 6 or 8 weeks. Metal, for the most part, is available almost immediately. It's the manufacturing process that may take 3 to 4 weeks to, you know, the cutting of the materials and all that.
And those lead times you're talking about, you know, you could get a huge tornado or a hailstorm somewhere in the country that rips off hundreds of thousands of roofs and completely changes that lead time again.